The University of Wisconsin campuses in Green Bay, Oshkosh, River Falls, and Stevens Point all hope to be off the grid by 2012. The campuses were chosen based on their histories of using renewable energy. UW Green Bay, for example, has already pledged to get 10% of its electricity from green sources. It uses solar power to heat its swimming pool. And one of the school's newer classrooms is called the greenest state building in Wisconsin. UW System President Kevin Riley says the schools will work with the Department of Administration to come up with energy savings plans that fit each campus.
These campuses really are little cities of their own, and they run 24/7. They have populations that live on them 24/7, and there's a real need for energy of all kind. And you know, our students are, as all young people are leaders in the use of electronic devices of all kinds, and that creates a kind of demand that requires the power that we need to generate.
With the price of natural gas and gasoline fluctuating, Riley says it's hard to predict exactly how much money the university will save by going green, but the governor's office says the four schools will save more than 250,000 tons of coal in the next decade. The state's two largest university campuses, UW-Madison and Milwaukee, were deemed too large to take part in this pilot project. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.